It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And yesterday we talked about those infamous New Year's resolutions, but today we're going to tackle the much bigger issue, which is how do you actually stick to the resolutions for longer than the rest of this week?
That's a good question. It's really tough to stay on course, but research says that the people who actually make a formal New Year's resolution have more success in making changes in their lives than the people who don't. That same research also says that if you can just make it through the month of January, your odds of success go up even more.
One of the most interesting things we've read about keeping resolutions has to do with willpower. According to researchers, it's not just a concept, it's an actual physical thing, and willpower is fueled by glucose in our bloodstream. That glucose gets used up as we use our self-control.
So one of the things we can do is protect our self-control by trying to minimize our temptations as much as possible so we don't deplete all our willpower.
And I love this advice from the writer Voltaire. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. We're not going to be perfect in keeping our resolutions. No one is. But we can't tell ourselves that just because we messed up, we might as well dive right off the wagon into a big carton of ice cream. We have to accept that we're human, and then we go back to doing what we know are good things, even if the changes are small but steady.
We've got lots more tips on how to stick to your resolution, so be sure to check those out on our website. That address is nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.